Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
So today is a great day of celebration and feasting. The resurrection was God's answer to the human condition, his response to a wayward creation, and is therefore should be a source of hope for us today. So at age 72, Michelangelo began a work of sculpture on the deposition, which depicts Jesus' body being taken down from the cross. But things didn't go very smoothly for the artist. There was a major flaw in the work. Christ's left leg was missing. And in a violent outrage, he destroyed the sculpture that he'd worked 8 years on. Later, scholars tried to restore it. In the resurrection, Jesus did not come to destroy a flawed earth, but to recreate it anew. You don't have to look very far to see the brokenness of our world. It's everywhere. Whether it's wars, humanitarian crises, drug cartel violence, natural disasters, we find bad news everywhere. The predicament of our world affects every one of us. We struggle with different manifestations of sin, deteriorating health, the inevitability of death, and just a sense of being alone. The human condition can feel overwhelming. But God had a plan to recreate humanity. And the resurrection of Jesus is the centerpiece of that. As we'll see today, I invite you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 20. We're looking at the first 18 verses. So 2,000 years ago, Jesus was put to death on a Friday. Both Romans and Jews participated in this gruesome event. In verse 1, we read that early in the morning on the first day of the week, Sunday, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb where Jesus lay. And to her horror, she found that the stone covering the tomb had been taken away. And this troubled her greatly, the thought that someone may have disturbed it. Imagining grave robbers had stolen his body, she ran to find the disciples who had been closest to Jesus, Peter and John, and told them what she had found. Facing death of a loved one is never an easy thing. Everyone copes with death in different ways. The Victorian period of England was characterized by a morbid fascination with death. Queen Victoria herself elaborately mourned the death of her husband Albert for 40 years. Dressing in black every day and keeping the home exactly the way it was when he died. Each morning, servants set up Albert's clothes, brought out hot water for his shaving cup, scoured the chamber pot, and changed his bed linens. The glass that he took his medicine from the last time stood there beside his bed for 4 decades. In the 19th century, such behavior was not considered the least odd. They coped with death by keeping the memory of their loved one alive. Now, we no longer have such a fascination with death. We do all that we can to avoid it. The dying are shipped off into hospitals, and mourning is discouraged because society says, well, we got to get on with it. And yet, underneath this avoidance of death, is a universal fear. And it's not something that we talk about. It's just an underlying angst. Science has even recognized the pervasiveness of the fear of death and given it a name, necrophobia. And various kinds of treatments are now available to treat this disorder. But these only mask the symptoms rather than deal with the real problem. And that's because the fear of death is not a psychological one. It's a spiritual one. In the Bible, humankind's greatest enemy